On air,
online,
and on the ABC Listen app. Pia Wursu on ABC Northern Tasmania.
Very good Monday afternoon to you. Coming up this hour, you'll hear from a Tasmanian who is currently in Mozambique. Why? And what's happening there? You'll find out shortly. Also, the numbers to join in the program this afternoon, a little bit different to what we've been using in the last couple of weeks or so. The text line 0467 922 917, and to give me a call, always love to hear from you, 1300 361 688. So they're the numbers you're going to need this afternoon if you'd like to join in the program. Let me know what's on your mind, your reaction to anything we're discussing. Always love to hear it. UB40 Kingston Town at 4:23. Pajamas, books, movies, baking, a bit of craft in there. These are some of the things many Tasmanians are into in a big way right now due to isolation. But what if the restrictions meant being cooped up in a small room with 15 others and having no running water or electricity, no soap, and very little food? Well, it does actually mean that for many of the people of Pemba, which is a town in Mozambique where Tasmanian woman Jessica Brewer lives and works for part of each year. The ABC's Sarah Abbott chatted with Jessica the other day to find out how isolation differs between here and there.
It definitely feels like another world here. Whenever we go back to Tassie, we experience culture shock. So, yeah, it feels like that we're pretty far away from home.
And what's Pemba as a town like?
It's quite a large town in population, but infrastructure is quite poor. Such a vast contrast to what we see and experience in Tasmania. It's quite dry here, and even though we do get some wet seasons, whether it's a bit green and marshes, it's mainly just red dirt and dusty, more similar to, I guess, the outback of Australia. There's a lot of slums. The houses here are majority like tin shanties, and people just really live in like smaller huts, and it's very common to see like the grass huts as well and bamboo huts, and yeah, very popular here.
And you've been returning to Pemba to work there for a number of years in a row, haven't you?
Yeah, so this would be our fourth year here, and a minimum of about 6 months that we spend here each year, sometimes more. And we're just, yeah, it's such a privilege for us to be here in this community and, yeah, been able to see the growth and the development and to just learn from the Mozambicans.
And what does your work there involve?
So we volunteer for a Christian non-for-profit. So me and my husband, we're both photographers, videographers and graphic designers, actually. So we utilise our skills in media to be able to give a voice to the voiceless, to bring awareness to social injustices and to share about what our organisation's doing. But what we're really passionate about is the people. Always our motivation is the people, and that really is what fuels us and fuels us to do what we do in volunteering.
Here in Tassie, as pretty much everywhere right now, there have been some pretty big upheavals to normal life due to coronavirus. I imagine things over there are really different again, though. Can you explain how you've seen things change around you over the last month or so?
Yeah, there's so many different challenges here that the West is really privileged that they don't have to face. And it's just simple things, a lot to do with even hygiene and access to clean water. So here, a lot of the communities either don't have access to water or they like need to rely on the wells. For instance, they'll have to go to a well to collect the water and carry it back to their homes and their places where everyone gathers. You can't really social, like isolate in those environments. And even like washing hands and so forth, like things like that, to afford soap is such a like a luxury. Like a lot of the time when we have people who are begging, they're asking and begging for soap and food. And even in homes at the moment, we've got, you know, mud huts and small little shanty tin houses, which we probably would consider more like a garden shed in Australia. Families of maybe 10 to 20 share those little houses that are one room. And, you know, if they're told, okay, we're in stage 3 at the moment, which is just before the full lockdown, where you can't leave your house. And if it does get to that stage of stage four, it will be so challenging for those families to be in those environments for a long period of time and not to be able to leave. They won't have the water, they won't have electricity, and a lot of them too won't have access to food as well. So the coronavirus has created a lot more logistical challenges for people who are losing meat.
Yeah, I mean, to be social isolating without access to water, that's a whole other thing to staying at home in your relatively comfortable house, quite likely with a garden in Tasmania, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be nice to do quarantine in Tassie. It would just be in your pyjamas, sitting on the couch watching Netflix. There's so much luxury in that, even though it is challenging. Like, it definitely is challenging too in the West, but it's a different level here, which is just, it comes down to basic survival. So it is definitely a lot different here.
Jess, it feels like coronavirus for the West is really a historic thing, really a standout event. Does it have that kind of feeling of significance in Mozambique as well?
I think in honesty, we're used to chaos and disaster here in Mozambique. The Mozambican people, they've really overcome so many challenges and hurdles within the last few decades, from having a civil war to going through natural disasters and poverty and even like the disease and sickness that still exists here. And they're just such a, I guess, in the midst of it all, quite a joyful people group. And I find them very encouraging, inspiring. And yeah, they're an incredible, resourceful people.
Just how much longer will you be over there in Pemba before returning back to Tassie this time around?
So our plan was to head back to Tassie in the end of July, the start of August. And the main reason was for that, because we're actually, me and my husband are expecting our second baby. So I'm currently 18 weeks pregnant. So that's been another joy about being here pregnant with a toddler in the midst of the work that we do. But we've actually do count it all joy. It's actually a privilege, and we feel really happy, and we just know that we're meant to be here in this time. So yeah, we plan to be back in Australia for that and with family. And I guess all we can do is really hope that the airlines are open in that time. And if not, we'll continue just to be here as we have our little one in Mozambique. So we'll just see what unfolds and unravels when we come to that challenge, I guess.
And that was Jessica Brewer speaking to ABC Sarah Abbott from Mozambique. It's 4:30.
An Australian government coronavirus update. Social distancing saves lives. Stay 2 arms lengths away from others, even if healthy. Only leave home when necessary. If you are sick, avoid all physical contact with others, even when at home. If directed to self-isolate, you must not leave home. Wash your hands often using soap and water. Coronavirus. Help stop the spread. Visit australia.gov.au for the latest advice, or head to abc.net.au/coronavirus to learn more.